Look, man, sometimes there's bells in this life. You just got to respect them and move on.
A to respecte.
Welcome. Okay. Pardon? Welcome back to the final segment of Crunch Time on Wednesday. That means Crunch Exchange Time. I'm Alex. I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports. He's going to tell us if he's buying or selling the perspective from those stories.
Or.
There's also a pending option. Hunter Strickland, Bryce Harper got into one of the bigger dust-ups in recent baseball history a few days ago. Strickland beaning Harper in the hit because of a couple of home runs he pimped against him 3 years ago in the playoffs, a playoff series the Giants won in a season in which they eventually won the World Series. So Strickland is a big crybaby pants wiener wuss. But wiener wussing aside, the suspensions were handed out to the tune of 6 games for Strickland, 4 for Harper, and none for anyone else. Harper's 4 games were reduced to 3 today. So Strickland is likely going to miss about 4 innings, and Harper will miss 27. Obviously not equal, especially because Strickland started the whole thing with his wiener wussery, which we talked about. But some are saying that the suspensions for both of them are light. After all, they literally punched each other in the face and actually got a player for the Giants hurt in the scuffle. Boxing is not supposed to happen in baseball, last I checked. The prospectus, Strickland and Harper's suspensions were weak sauce.
So if I think one was way too weak and the other was in the neighborhood, do I have to combine them?
They both got to be weak.
Yeah, they're both weak, for sure. Buy it.
Bill Ryder wrote an article on CBSSports.com today about the fight and went to kind of an unexpected way with it by arguing that the fight was not only a good thing, but that it was good for the sport and the brand of Major League Baseball. He pointed out that pretty much universally all of the players asked about the fight said it was great for the game and that they respected Harper a lot more after it. And he also said that fans of the sport tend to live in the moment and the immediate passion of sports, and nothing shows that more in baseball than what we saw the other night between the two of them. So while Ryder says that baseball definitely needs to suspend players for when they get in these types of fights, they should also embrace the fact that the sport polices itself in situations like this instead of upping the ante in terms of punishment and precautions. The prospectus, you buy or sell that fights are good for the sport of baseball?
I'll tell you what, if the powers that be aren't going to do what's necessary to prevent pitchers from throwing at guys, and not every pitcher is a big-ass dude, and the thought that, that guy's like a 6'4", 232-pound world-class athlete. If I throw at him, he might come punch my face in.
Yeah.
That's now front and center. So it's like, I don't want to go pending. I don't want to go sell. And I'm not thrilled with this, but something's got to be done. And sometimes the players got to take it into their hands. So I'm going to maybe not B-U-Y, but B-Y it.
I'm going to go with buy. I don't know what that means.
They're both buy. One's just smaller.
Shrug face emoji. All right. Tiger Woods again in the news for something he'd rather not be in the news for. A DUI arrest over the weekend. Was found right around 2 a.m. near his home in Jupiter, Florida, asleep at the wheel with his car on and with the car having suffered significant damage because he decided it was a good idea to drive while on several different pain medications he's been taking after having fusion surgery on his back. Now, there were several things in that run-on sentence I just said that would lead a person to thinking that Tiger has no future in the sport he was once considered the best to ever play. Obviously, health is a huge deal for him. Knee surgeries, back surgeries, he cannot stay in one piece long enough to compete. Add to that big-time personal issues that led to his divorce, breaking up with Lindsey Vonn, now an issue with pain meds, which is something that has taken down a lot of really successful people in our society, not just sports. Is it finally time for Tiger to stop playing so he can focus on him? The prospectus, Tiger Woods should quit trying to play golf so he can fix his life.
Well, first, I think the problem is he can't play, so he doesn't have golf. He ruined his family.
So he stopped trying.
So, yeah, for right now, he's got to say, you know what? No golf until January 1st and see how my life is in 7 months, because the next step after this is, oh my God, could you believe Tiger Woods is dead? And I don't think that's for effect. So, yeah, I'll purchase that one.
On a lighter note, if you ask fans from Nashville, They had a fan in the news this week because he smuggled a catfish into Pittsburgh and threw it on the ice during game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. This is not something unusual if you hit up a Preds game in Nashville, but this is not something that happens in Pittsburgh. And as a result, the arena, the fans, the team, the city, the police, everyone else seemed to get over the top angry about it, to the point that they charged the guy with several crimes, including disorderly conduct, disrupting a meeting, and possessing an instrument of crime, which Pittsburgh... Get some better crimes, you guys. Those are dumb. All of which were dropped because they're dumb laws and it's a hockey game. But as of now, after the charges were dropped, this guy essentially gets off scot-free and becomes a folk hero to fans in Nashville. So the law isn't going to do anything. The NHL isn't going to do anything. The Pens aren't going to do anything. Should they? The prospectus. The catfish guy deserves some sort of punishment for smuggling in and throwing a catfish on the ice.
No, not at all. Let it go. The octopus is a great tradition. It's just a little twist, Nashville style.
That's a sell. Cavs, Warriors. A lot made recently about the legacy of LeBron James, whether or not he matches up with some of the greats in NBA history. All that aside, he wins all the time, including last year when the odds were against him in Cleveland because, well, they're Cleveland. He still has some of the best weapons around him in the NBA, and the Cavs are playing unbelievably well right now. Golden State is the best team in the league talent-wise. There's really no argument. Thompson, Green, Steph, Durant, whoever else they decided to put on the floor to pass to those guys. This is the matchup everyone expected and wanted. The odds are not buying anything the Cavs are selling. Golden State, the biggest favorite to win the finals in the modern era.
Really?
For real. The prospectus. It's Vegas. Tough to go against Vegas, but you buy or sell Golden State as the clear-cut favorite?
Absolutely not. I think Cleveland's got 45-55 chance, so sell it.
I know. I was surprised to see that today, too.
Really? That's the biggest spread in the modern era.
You would think maybe last year, but no. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Saw this come across.
Crappy Nets teams? Pacers against the Lakers? They had no chance.
Saw this come across the timeline from Aaron Fentress the other day. Vegas has odds out, speaking of which, for the upcoming college football season. And they have 4-win Oregon, doubling their win total from last season to 8, which is on par with UCLA and Stanford, and a game and a half behind the Washington schools and USC. By the way, Washington State, 9.5 wins, according to Vegas. Like, what? We know all about the Ducks' changes and what they have coming back, so I don't really need to go into that. 8 seems like a pretty solid over-under number for the Ducks in terms of betting, but you see them reaching that in Willie Taggart's first season, the prospectus. The Ducks win 8 games next season.
That's kind of right around what I think they're going to win.
It's a good number, right?
Yeah, it's a pain in the... It's one of those numbers where I'm not going to bet on that.
Like if they gave you 7.5, like you
go for under.
I might go 8. I might go 8.
I might go. With Wyoming and Southern Utah, they're going to win 2. So they need to go 6.
Look at you just making assumptions about Wyoming with their quarterback.
Yeah, they can have all the quarterbacks they want. They're Wyoming. So 6-3 in conference. I got to tell you, I'm going to take a pending on that right now. I got to learn more about this team.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
All right. So what are my percentages there? There was a couple of purchases, back-to-back sells, and a pending.
I don't know. Once they're over, I tend to just forget about them.
Yeah, that's kind of the story of my life. I'm against rearview mirrors. Once I'm past it, who gives a crap? All right.
Why are you bringing up old stuff, Tanner?
That's like 30, 36 seconds old. I got no time for this stuff.